Happy August full moon. We are in a time of timely transformations, and you can use this healing aligning power practice of the full moon to heal and transform what's up for you right now. As the sun, the moon, and the earth come into this amplifying alignment, now it's time to clear and claim the transforming shifts that we are all being called to. We are all deep inside the reshaping of the heart of all matters. It's interesting because last night when I saw the full moon, it had a rosy hue to it, which just represents this powerful time of really striking to the core of all that matters. So you can use this power time, this full moon time, to reflect on exactly the needed shift to clear and claim to reshape the cycle that's coming through for you. And it's really a breaking free into new beginnings. And this breaking free is really about releasing and letting go what doesn't work. Letting go what is not yours to carry. Letting go of the distractions, the displacement, the disconnection, the fear, the separation. Everything that is boosting us towards a new cycle, connection is your protection in these changes ahead. So it's really a gathering into yourself. The Monday mantra that I had that's really relevant to this full moon is, I gather in grace what is mine to embrace. It really means about letting go what is not yours. Don't carry it anymore. And calling back the parts of you that got displaced, disconnected, caught up, sucked into someone else's program, something else, even something in the past. It's really about getting to the heart matters for what is true to you. That's the first focus of this August full moon. The old is truly on its way out, making room for the new, getting right to the heart of matters, what matters to you, and letting all of the rest of it go. We are being asked to go right into that heart of matters and clear out whatever doesn't belong there anymore, and to claim what does matter in the heart of life and all of life around. There is an acceleration of an awakening that is happening right now, and you are probably feeling it inside of the heart matters for you. This catalyzing time of change is showing up for each and every one of us in our own accelerated awakening of what is really at the core of the heart that matters to you, and letting the rest go. Letting it go. What have you been carrying? What do you need to lay down? What doesn't belong to you anymore? What's of the past that's no longer going to serve you? What's here in the present that you can go deep in your own direction and depth with? That's the second focus. The depth and direction are informing a new future and those visions that we want. Going deep inside and clearing the way for this new life direction to lead the way we love, we use our power, and we show up. So look to the areas that have had a negative expansion of power. And whatever ways it's trying to pull you or get you in that depth of direction, call it back so that you're feeling this intensity for what is in the depth of the new direction that is serving you. So clear out all the old, toxic, outdated ways, things that have collected along the way generationally in our trauma, generationally in our conditioning, and collectively that's playing out. And whatever way that has been showing up personal for you is to let it go, to receive the fullness of healing and transformation that is coming through now. And third, this is a time of new creation connections. So in this, life has been shifting and stirring to the surface what needs attention for clearing on all levels. And every one of us have had to look at our lives personally, and we're watching it, feeling it, experiencing it, playing out collectively. And we all matter right now in this time with what we're doing with our energy and how are we connecting into and feeding the energy within ourselves and around us. So new connections are coming together. So how are we using this energy expansion? When we got on social media, are we amplifying more of what we don't want? Are we creating the future visions with our own frequency and focus and our faith in what we want to create? Or are we feeding the fear and the negativity? New connections are coming together. Let this moment of sacred connection communicate with your deep down truth of what you want to clear for these new connections and creations to come through. Your energy, your source of being, is so important right now in this time. Do not underestimate the power of you taking the time to write it right with pen to paper, antenna to God, to release and reach out during this miraculous full moon. Our lives are moving in a cycle and season and rhythm, and it gives us a chance to be in sync with the cycles that we are all tumbling through together in a powerful breakthrough, transformation, and a deep emerging agency within our own sense of expression and how we're showing up. When we entered into the COVID time and it was declared a state of emergency, it became really clear to me that this emergency is about our emergent agency. And this is what we've been living through, is finding that sovereign place within our own being. And we gather that energy back from wherever it's been disconnected, misplaced, traumatized, splintered, fragmented. And we gather it back into our living, breathing, powerful exchange with how we're showing up and being advocates for our own energy systems. And really tuning into what's the truth with how we're allocating those resources within ourselves and around in our world. So how can you get the most out of this August full moon? It's really about getting to the heart of what matters, letting go and clearing out what doesn't hold that depth and direction for the future you want to be creating, and really allowing yourself to get inside and name it, claim it, write it right, the new creation connections that want to come through. Shared in my Monday mantra episode this week, because this mantra really resonates a lot with what this full moon energy is about. I gather in grace what's mine to embrace. As I did this process and I went through different segments throughout my life where I felt like there was some stuckness or it just needed deeper unpacking, and a place within inside myself at that age needed to be heard. And what was the space that I could hold right now in a more wiser, mature place for it? When I allowed a part of me that felt it had some stuckness in different patterns that were showing up in my mid-40s, as I let that part speak, my wiser, mature self was able to say, you can walk directly into connection. Your power will protect you. And there was something so gathering in that I think is so timely, even right now, for all of us to call back and go directly into that connection within the power source of ourselves, and to understand that that is your protection. And So many things are going to continue to try to divide and splinter us and fragment our state of being. It's only amplifying things that have been done generationally, things that have been done that we maybe have experienced in different patterns throughout our life. This is the full moon where it's really about calling it back. Calling it back and letting go what no longer needs to be carried, what no longer is serving you, and really being able to go directly into the depth and direction of that power connection that is you. And know that is the that's all the protection you need. And you have that right to be true to you and to call your power back and to really become the emergent agency, having that emergent agency over how you're using the resources of your power. Because right now, there is so many ways that your energy, your attention is trying to be pulled into many directions. And your sovereign right now to be clear on what you want to create has a lot of power to what we all need from each of us in that connection and how we're showing up. So I invite you to take time into your sacred moment, really tune in to letting go what needs to go, allowing yourself to gather in what is true, strong, real, and connecting and directing for you. And take the time to do this over the next day or two when you have the time to drop in deep to that sacred moment. I currently am going to be doing mine tomorrow on Tuesday because I'm making a trip to my family to Sedona, which is a powerful energy vortex place. And that's where I'll be doing my full moon ritual. And I want to say that right now, we are all feeling the strength and embodiment of these rhythms and cycles that are happening. Like last month, I was unable to get out an audio and a post around the new moon because I suddenly had to move because the owners of the home I was living in, they got displaced. And so we worked out something for them to come back to their home. But it was like literally I was living the cycle of the new moon. Like on the day of the new moon, I was literally on the road out of my old place. So new chapters, new cycles, new seasons are being created. And we're all in this together. And yet we're all going through what that individually means for each of us. And we're all clearing out what that means for each of us individually as well. And then it's contributing to the collective. So I want to commend you just for showing up right now for yourself, for each other, and for our world. This has a powerful rippling effect. And your intentions, your depth of direction, and your new creation intentions make a difference. So allow it in, name it, claim it, and allow this full moon that's just full of illumination to guide and shine the way for you. And let anything that has been heavy and it's ready to go, go. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.